Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
We're back at 7 till. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, John. I should say Bill Duckerberg. Dr. William Duckerberg, chief economist for the NFIB, is on the show again, as he has been now for the last 12 years. And we appreciate you very much, Bill. Thank you for your hard work and all the good things that you're doing. Can we talk about... Can you take a little bit of a look forward and give us from an economist standpoint, as you look at all the things going on, you know, did you hear Erskine Bowles being interviewed on CNBC along with Alan Simpson and Warren Buffett? Did you hear that interview at all?
I didn't. I missed that one.
You need to go find it. Erskine Bowles says he's pretty sure. I heard him say it. I'm pretty sure we're going off the fiscal cliff. He's convinced that our government is not going to get its act together and prevent the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts from being reinstated, the spending, sequestration.
Sequestration, yeah.
Yeah, and he's calling it a $7 trillion nightmare, basically.
Wow.
And he says he doesn't see how that we're not going to go off the cliff. What do you think?
Yeah, I can see the president, I can see the president really sticking to his guns on raising taxes for those who make more than $250. And so I can see the Bush taxes coming back. I do think, however, that they will solve the sequestration problem.
Yeah.
So they'll figure out how to do that.
Explain to the audience what that means. Explain to the audience what that means.
Well, basically, you know, we were trying to deal with the deficit problem that we have, and we failed to do it under the legislative framework that they had passed. And so when they failed to reach an agreement on what to do, then the legislation had automatic cutbacks built into it. So, well, if you guys can't agree on anything, this is what will happen. This much money will be cut from spending, and half of it will come out of defense, and the other half will come out of other discretionary
arbitrary
spending.
Just whack. Yeah.
Right. So that's where we are. We're
and he
whack,
says,
you know?
Erskine Bowles says when that happens, that will result in 1.5% hit against the economy.
We already see defense spending being cut ahead of that. And, economists are estimating that that's already shaving, you know, tenths of a percentage point off of our already exceptionally low growth rate. And that's not good. Yeah.
So if you're advising small business owners right now, what would you say?
Well, you know, I'd say wait till at least after the election before you commit your money to anything, because you need to see what the playing field is going to look like, and you'll learn a lot more after November.
Don't you think that's what they're already doing?
I think that's why, you know, the spending is being held back, right? They're looking at it and seeing that not good things are happening. There's nothing happening to make them optimistic about where we're going.
The last time I saw this kind of anxiety over an election was this time, 1980.
Yeah. Well,
when we had Carter and the race between Carter and Reagan.
Yep. And we certainly had some tough times there. Of course, our problem was a little bit different. The problem there was really a huge inflation problem.
Right.
That came from.
But in terms of the anxiety over
it was
who
very
was
going
to be leading the country after the election.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the closest one to this one, I think.
I think you're probably right, and of course, we had a tough time, and we got out of it. And
if you remember, people weren't as much as Reagan became beloved by a lot of people after in the '80s, and since he wasn't exactly he didn't have that same reputation in 1980, did he?
No, he didn't.
A lot of people were questioning his ability in those days.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's our, you know, and that's really, you know, the concern we have. Plus, you know, I think a lot of people are now beginning to think that Europe will get worse, not better. That is, they, you know, they're putting fingers in the dike, but they don't have enough fingers.
Yeah.
And it's going to break, and we're going to see some major problems because they're kind of helping the banks out, mm-hmm. you know, keeping the banking system run, but they're not fixing the fundamental problem, which is the government spend more than they can deliver.
And our best defense here is to be physically as strong as we can ourselves.
Exactly.
That's really our only defense. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job, as always.
Okay, Jim, take care.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, smallbus.org. Please check out his website, also nfib.com. And I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.